WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree. And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now...
And it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can love, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell...
Ow!
What the game is playing!
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Soaking up the moon, can't sleep. It's 5 a.m. my time again. I'm calling and you know it's me. I'm pushing myself further. I'm just trying to feel my heart.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, we can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button at the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out in chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I am your host, Lindsay Board. Joining me, as always, is the ever faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're live. It's a Thursday. They're announcing the Hall of Fame class of 2025 for the NFL at the moment. So, it's interesting. You can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Lindsay Ward on the WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or twitch.tv/WTLive to interact with us live, to talk all the things in professional wrestling and sports entertainment.
We have much to discuss because, well, last week it was all about the Royal Rumble, and this week it's all about the news and video games.
Yes, because they dropped a lot of news. So we'll get into that later.
We will get into that later. As I say, we don't waste any time and we jump right into the news brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And we have to talk about the biggest story outside of the Royal Rumble last week, which is that Hunter is finally getting his flowers, officially single. He got them for DX, but Triple H is the inaugural member for the 2025 Hall of Fame class. He was his announcement, or rather it was announced about his induction, thanks to Shawn Michaels and Triple H, or Undertaker. I can talk. who pranked him.
Well, surprised him. I wouldn't say pranked him. Surprised him is a better phrase.
I feel like anytime Sean is involved, it's a prank.
I mean, kind of. So there was a town hall, and at the end, Sean showed up, and then Taker showed up. And they bantered back and forth. And, you know, as you mentioned, Hunter getting his flowers solo. And, like, you know, Taker made a face about him being a thing. I mean, I guess, technically, I guess. But now he'll be a two-time WWE Hall of Famer. There's a great behind-the-scenes video of the entire thing. Because Steph didn't know, she was in the back. Just happened to be there at the town hall. And then they're all talking, and then they show them getting lunch together, eating in one of the boardrooms, talking about the whole thing about, and like Sean was trying to make up some sort of like, because Taker's doing LFG, so that's why it made sense for him to be up there, but Sean had no reason, and then it's like he's like, oh, I should have been talking about that, and then they would all wondered why Sean's up at the headquarters because Sean doesn't need to be up at HQ and all the things, so
he can't visit. He's just like banished to Florida, like he can't come up and visit.
I mean, on a random Wednesday right after an NXT, it's a lot of flying. There's no need for him to like just spur the moment be there. It doesn't add up. But no, it's cool that Hunter's going by himself. He'll be the I guess main attraction for the Hall of Fame. It is well deserved, and all those things. So congrats to Hunter. There's no word when the Hall of Fame is.
I imagine they'll like plug it back on the SmackDown like they have in the last couple years.
But
like,
they can't. But you, well, think about it. Last year, how many hours was SmackDown?
Two.
How many hours was SmackDown the year before?
Two.
How many hours is SmackDown right now?
Three.
So you're really going to have a fourth hour?
Well, I mean, you could dedicate the final hour to the Hall of Fame. You really wanted,
but I don't. That would have to be mean to be on TV, and I don't think it'll be would be on TV. I mean, you could. Well, that you have to work you have to work through commercials and stuff. It's
they could do it, like if they really wanted to.
I mean, they could. They could. USA would probably be open for it, but
I mean, USA would be open for it. They could probably either get it on Netflix or they could get it on Peacock because that's generally.
It would probably be streaming live on Peacock in the US and on Netflix worldwide, but they haven't because come the up with a, they haven't come up with a time yet.
But like the SmackDown, or you could do it before SmackDown starts.
It's all
which would suck.
It would suck, but also like you can't put it on television because you would only have the hour. So you're already time limiting people who are already time limited. But like it's weird because they're also West Coast, so they have a lot more time to do it. So they could go the fourth hour or fifth hour if needed, but like. Maybe just do the Thursday before. Not against us. Please don't do it against us. Please do, like, you know, earlier than
y'all
we
could, if y'all could do it at, like, 8 our time.
That would be great. And then we could talk about it on the show as we're doing. Talk about WrestleMania, because WrestleMania, we're going to be here for a long time. So, like, maybe we don't do it on the Thursday. Maybe do it the Tuesday at. No, everyone's gone home by then. And there's NXT.
You can't
do it the Tuesday after. And there's NXT, so.
You know, but no. Think about it. Like, you could do it the Thursday, and you could do it against us, because you and I could sit here, and we could watch it, and we could react to it live, and we could talk while it's going on. Because if it's only for, like, an hour to 2 hours, then, like, we could just sit here and react to it.
But we also have to preview WrestleMania, and we'll be focused on that, and also speeches.
Do both.
We could. And then there's also that you can't do it on Saturday because Saturday there's NXT, which apparently there's a big hubbub about that with NXT and SmackDown going on. Or not SmackDown, NXT and WrestleMania going on, time-wise.
Oh, because if you go to NXT, you're going to probably have to book it over to Mania.
Because there's talk about WrestleMania starting at 6 Eastern, so.
Oh, God, don't start it at 6. That's so early.
Well, that was the time of Rumble. Like, what? That's 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. So, I mean, they just did that for the Rumble.
I know.
So,
but it's so early.
But it means they get so early. But then that means they can get more in. So you would be a 5 hour day, 5 hour day there. But if then it's like you would start NXT at noon and then it would be 3. And then there's a lot.
I'm not watching NXT if it's on at noon. I have shit to do on the weekends. I can't sacrifice my entire weekend for this.
It's WrestleMania. You can give up one Saturday afternoon to watch a thing at 3, and then it goes into... Honestly, it should start at noon Eastern, 9 local, or 10 Eastern, or 10 local, 1 Eastern, why and then you still have time. You still have like a 2-hour window.
Why can't they work a deal with like Pizza Hut or one of their other food sponsors where they do like a WrestleMania food package?
For what?
For like a party of food, and you could like for Pizza Hut, you know how they do the meal deal things?
Uh-huh.
And you could like order a WrestleMania package, and maybe you could get it where it's like you order it like so you would have like for Saturday and Sunday. I don't know, I'm just spitballing here, but you have like a meal deal package thing because they're sponsored by like what? They were sponsored by Pizza Hut at one point. I don't know if they still are.
I don't think they have a food sponsorship at the moment. That Snickers is their only food real sponsorship.
Like, I know they've had a couple fast food places. Like, it would be cool if they did something through like Uber Eats. That would be cool. Where you got like a coupon code for WrestleMania if you ordered on like Saturday and Sunday during WrestleMania and you had food to because I'm yeah, not but, cooking during this.
But that's usually for first timers, and then everyone at this point has already used Uber Eats for the first time, so it's kind of weird.
Bring them back. Return.
Yeah, but then you and I are screwed because we've all used Uber Eats before, so.
Yeah, but if you just do a coupon, like they do coupons all the time on Uber Eats.
No. If you think about it, they do promotions, yes, but they don't do like. Usually it's for first-time users. Anyway, I don't know. We're getting
they
off tangent.
They made an exception. It's WrestleMania.
Yeah, I mean, if they're not going to do one for the Super Bowl. I mean, anyway, let's move on.
We spent way too long on that. In unhappy news, unfortunately, it seems that Charlotte and Andrade have officially divorced, so I'm sad to hear that. I hope everybody's doing okay. It happened, obviously, before Charlotte's return.
So they got the process started in June, and they got it's officially official now.
Which means there was a prenup involved.
Yes.
She was smart. She got a prenup.
And rightfully so.
And he was smart, too. He got a prenup. That's how you do that, kids. High-profile marriage, you get a prenup. Even a low-profile marriage, get a prenup. It just simplifies everything. Let's see. WWE and Tubi have announced the debut of WWE Evolve, which will showcase in-ring action featuring rising WWE prospects as they wrestle with the dream of making it to NXT and perhaps one day to SmackDown and Raw. WWE Evolve is slated to premiere March 5th, 2025 at 8 p.m. Eastern, exclusively on Tubi, with a new episode dropping each week on Wednesdays.
So a couple of things. A couple of things about this show. One is going up against AEW. Haha. AEW's still going to...
Oh.
That's not going to do anything. Two, it's going to be... what?
But are they going to track ratings and demos and have the flow charts and the tinfoil hats and everything?
Television and ticket sales don't matter anymore.
I call bullshit on that, but okay.
That was the dumbest comment I've heard. Anyway, it don't matter as much anymore, but it's all about TV deals. And then if that's the case, your TV deal is nothing like the main company. So the main company wipes your floor with you guys. Anyway, two, this is going to feature a lot of the WWE ID talent and people who have not been on NXT in a long time, which is good. So this is what NXT was. This is what the original goal of NXT was. Get people on television, but now there's too many people at the performance center because there's over 100 people training there. So you got to end with the ID program and all those things. You got to get them experience. So this is the way to do it. So they've been taping stuff before NXT on Tuesdays at the performance center. So there's that, and they've probably been filming other days as well. So there's gonna be a lot of content there. Another thing, we talked when AEW got their television deal that they were shopping another show called Shockwave to other network, including Fox. Well, Tubi is a Fox product.
Yep.
And that was one of the networks that were looking at AEW as content. Well, Tubi is probably not paying a lot for this content because if NXT is getting like 25 million, 30 million, whatever it was, this is probably getting 5, maybe. Who knows? But this is... This now stops most likely AEW going on any Fox property because competition, etc. So that is a roadblock for AEW if they were trying to shop another program. So that kind of happened.
And there's only so many streaming services to go around. So.
There are. So here we are.
It will be interesting to see what happens with that. I'm excited that they're going to put another product on Tubi. I don't know necessarily if I will watch it. But I think giving people, I'll probably watch the first few episodes just to give it a chance. But like, I think giving people an opportunity to get on camera, to begin that journey and kind of see it from the initial start, where maybe they don't have a lot of training, all the way up to, you know, maybe following their career, somewhat of what we used to see a long time ago, would be really cool. It would be neat to see the process of it.
Yes. And props to Gabe Sapolsky for getting his brand now a television deal. Because he's the one who owned Evolve a long, long time ago and finally got it's his thing on the WWE books. So congrats to Gabe.
Way to go, Gabe. We're proud of you. Good job.
Anyway.
Oh, man. Alexa Bliss made her return this past weekend at the Royal Rumble, and it was announced that she has officially signed a brand new 5-year contract with WWE. And interestingly enough, the deal was negotiated by Mojo Rawley's talent agency.
Yep, she's a part of that talent agency, and she just signed with the same people that have been doing a lot of the Paradigm for like movie stuff that came out today. But yeah, so Mojo's her agent, I guess, in this, and this came together. It was finalized last minute. The contract was signed last Saturday morning. She flew Saturday to the Royal Rumble and then appeared on television. And now will be a part of Monday night. I mean, she's going to be appearing on Friday night SmackDown going forward.
I was going to ask what happened with that. Because I remember you saying she was going to Raw. And I was like, oh, okay, interesting. They're keeping her away from the Wyatt Six. And then it was, no, she's going to SmackDown. I was like, well, what?
Same people reported Raw are now reporting SmackDown. So
we'll see where she turns up, y'all.
So next week she'll be appearing on Evolve.
And NXT.
And NXT. And then, I don't know. I think she'll be on SmackDown going forward. It makes the most sense. They
she'll
need
be going
help.
Door to door.
She will be. But no, because they lost Bayley, they need someone to replace Bayley on that brand. They have Charlotte on the brand, but you need another top tier talent on that show. And she fits right in because Raw has enough at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially if the man is coming back around in the next couple months.
Yeah. I think SmackDown will be a lovely place for little Miss Bliss.
Yes.
Especially since, you know, she has familiar faces there. And I'm sure once everybody's healthy, they'll cross paths. Maybe.
Did you see the crossing paths of Index this week?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, she put out a vlog of her dropping off merch to her sexy Dexy and training together. So, there was a little bit of a reunion there.
Aww. Indy, stay away from him. He's dangerous. Okay. Anyway, in other happy news, Jordynne Grace has, and this is no shock to anybody because I think we all knew this one was coming, but Jordynne Grace has officially signed with WWE, so congratulations to her. I'm sure they have very big plans for her.
Yes. She has also signed a 5-year deal with WWE, and her NXT is the start, maybe. But again, who knows? If it's NXT, it's probably through a couple months, just because it gets her on television, and I don't think it would make sense to get her on television because on NXT for a couple months, especially if they don't have a WrestleMania match lined up.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea just because everything will be dominated with WrestleMania storylines moving forward, like Chamber and that kind of thing, that if you aren't necessarily going to have her involved in that, that you put her somewhere where she can still be on TV, she can get involved in storylines, she can begin to build rivalries, and you have her in that place, which could be NXT. And then she can come up after WrestleMania and
the night after.
Then.
Yeah, come up the night after WrestleMania.
Yeah, and I think that's because it doesn't make any sense to sign her and then not have her really be on TV for like 3 months until WrestleMania.
Right.
WrestleMania's in April, right?
Yeah, she's mid-April, so we're 2.5 months. Weird.
So, you know, it is weird. It's very weird. So, yeah, congratulations to her. And as one enters, one leaves. We found out that Duke Hudson has been released from NXT, so hopefully he has big things on his horizon as he moves forward.
He put out an interesting little video, which is funny, about his release. Yeah, apparently Hunter didn't think he was the main roster talent, and that's what you gotta do. If you don't see the vision, if you don't see what you can do with the talent, give them the opportunity, you let them go, and let them go elsewhere. He's been around for a while, so it's like you got to the point where, well, we're not going to bring him up, so what do we got to do? So let him go.
He kind of like was drifting a little bit. They put him in Chase U, and then obviously with the dissolution of Chase U, I don't think he really had anything to do.
Yeah, they haven't done anything with any of them since. So
yeah, let him go out, let him potentially build himself into something else, and then he can always come back, because I think he left on very good terms. But yeah, let him go thrive elsewhere rather than sitting on the bench. This is kind of a mixed reaction one. Like, it's cool, but this announcement happened at the wrong time. WWE and ESPN announced the debut of Stephanie's Places, which is a production of Omaha Productions, WWE and ESPN, and it will debut on ESPN Plus this March.
It'll feature basically an interview show where she's conducting interview with and going out to see wrestlers in different environments. She's doing with Steve Austin, Roman Reigns, and all of the Bloodline, Charlotte Flair, Cody Rhodes. If you've seen Peyton's Places on ESPN Plus, this is basically the same thing, because he did it for the NFL people, so this is just for wrestling. This is her first venture back into the business, so congrats to her.
I think it's good for her because it keeps her involved, but she's not on the corporate side of things, and I think it allows her to kind of like flex her muscles and spread her wings, so to speak. And as you said, it's the first foray back in since she really left the company. We've seen her here and there, and she's kind of popped up, but this will be her actively being involved since she resigned. Right. So this could be them working her way back in. This could be her scratching an itch, but I think it's a really good middle ground for her, because Stephanie is an integral part of WWE for all the reasons, okay? But she is still an integral part. So I think having a McMahon in general involved is a somewhat good thing.
No, it's a really good thing. It's the McMahon everyone likes.
I don't know. I think it's a toss-up between her and Shane. But I hope it's successful. I hope it does well for her. And it's good to see her back.
Yeah, it's good to see her back. She was very happy to promote it during the Rumble, so it was good. It's good that she has something to do. And Omaha Productions is Peyton Manning's company, so they're the ones producing it.
I wonder how many Omaha jokes got told.
Omaha!
Omaha! Bailey is set to take part in the NBA Celebrity All-Star Game on February 14th, so that will be fun. I expect lots of smack talk.
She's on Team Jerry Rice, which you go, huh, Jerry Rice, football player. Apparently, the NBA All-Star Celebrity Game is Team Barry Bonds versus Team Jerry Rice. Because that's...
They don't play basketball.
They don't play basketball, but because it's in San Francisco area, so that's why it's like that.
But
I know. I know. I understand this. I was confused too, but that's just they got them to do something. ESPN got them to do something. Oh, here we are.
I respect the hustle, but like they didn't play basketball. You couldn't get somebody from like the Golden State Warriors to show up and do this?
No, they could not.
Okay, moving on. Logan and Jake Paul have a reality series that will be starting on Max beginning on March 27th.
Congrats.
Good for them.
Everyone thought originally it was a fight. It was not.
I was kind of hoping it was. I wanted to see them beat the crap out of each other. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, ooh, okay, all right. I can get behind this. But I think after the, let's say the shenanigans in the Tyson fight, I don't think Jake Paul's ready to step back in the ring just yet. And I doubt WWE is going to let Logan Paul do anything stupid.
Not right before WrestleMania.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure they're like, no, no, you don't. Absolutely not. After, whatever. But before, no. You do nothing stupid. And what we'll be talking about later.
Well, kind of.
Ties into what we're talking about later is WWE 2K will be coming to Netflix Games in 2025.
So it's not WWE 2K 24, 25, 26, whatever. It's a WWE 2K game that's going to be built for Netflix game. So it's just be a version of a game, probably a very basic version of the game. coming to Netflix games. So that's why it's just listed as 2K, not with a year. So it's like a freestanding game.
How do you play Netflix games?
I don't know. Maybe it's through your mobile device.
I don't know.
I know there's a Squid Game on there that you can play. I don't know. I've never played a Netflix game.
Like, I remember when they did the interactive thing.
Yeah, no, this is an actual game. It's a mobile game. I don't know.
I wouldn't even see how you play it. Like, it could be cool, but like at the same time, it's like if you have to use your remote to play a video game, it's like, eh?
No, I think it's more for your desktop or your phone.
And can you stream it? Like, would you get, like, copyright claimed or banned if you try to stream it because it's Netflix?
Well, streamers have streamed the Squid Games one, but that was probably because it was a sponsor. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm talking about non-sponsored. Like, how does that work?
I don't.
Somebody get Netflix on the phone. We have questions.
I'm unsure. I'm going to go browse. Browse section of Squid.
You're going to the Google.
No, I'm going to see that's a channel. I want the cat. I was browsing Okay, never mind.
Okay.
Keep going.
WWE Clash in Paris is set to take place on Sunday, August 31st, 2025. Monday Night Raw will take place the following day from the same arena. So we have Raw in Paris. Oui. Let's go. So that's exciting. Tickets should be going on sale soon-ish.
Yeah, in the next week or two, I believe.
So get your tickets and be loud. There's a bar that's been set, god damn it.
There has.
Moving on to AEW, Sting announced his 2025 or Never fan convention tour. Oh god. 13 cities in the United States and the United Kingdom, which will see him don the face paint and wrestling gear for the last time. Didn't he already do that?
No, don't. This is the last time he'll be in face paint to sign your autograph.
Okay. His stops include WrestleCon, which was this past weekend, MegaCon, which is this weekend in Orlando, Florida. So if you want to go see him, check him out. For the Love of Wrestling on February 15th in Manchester, England, Lexington Comic and Toy Con on March 8th, and from Midland, Texas, Astronomicon on April 5th from some place I'm not even going to try to say in Michigan, WrestleCon on April 20th from Las Vegas, Nevada, Heart of Texas Comic Con from Waco, Texas on May 3rd. Galaxy Con OKC from Oklahoma City on May 24th. Wrestleverse Fest on June 28th from Kansas City. Houston Celebrity Comic Con from Houston, Texas. Twin Cities Con on November 8th from Minneapolis. Rhode Island Comic Con from Providence on November 9th. And while the former champ will still do conventions beyond 2025, he will not be appearing as the Crow Sting moving forward. However, there are other incarnations of Sting that he could be. So
I don't think he's going to do the blonde hair. I don't think he could do that anymore. He could, but I don't. But yeah, it's the last year doing face paint. So if you want that rare last picture in paint, go meet him at all the 13 stops he's doing this year.
Ding. Maria Kanellis has wrapped up her time with AEW.
Yeah, she was there.
What was she doing for them? Was she doing creative?
Nope. She was on ROH. She was a manager. She worked with her husband for a little bit, then worked with other people.
Got it.
It really wasn't much of anything. Anyway, moving on.
Grand Slam Australia, the update so far. It is scheduled to air at 10:30 p.m. Eastern on Saturday, February 15th, after the NBA All-Star Saturday nights.
So it says
10:30?
It says 10:30. I would say more close to 11, 11:30 for 2 hours after the NBA All-Star weekend.
Is it going on TNT?
Yes.
Oh, that explains why it's so late.
Tape delayed on it's 20. It's going to be on tape delay on TNT and Max following the All-Star celebration stuff, which goes long.
I mean, of course.
So it says 10:30, just like the Hall of Fame stuff. Not Hall of Fame. NBA, the MLB All-Star Home Run Derby that's always listed for 2 hours and goes three. Just extend your recording of it. That's just a word of advice when it airs next weekend. Just extend your recording. It's a decent time slot because there will be a lot of people watching, and then you'll watch it fall. But hey, the first 15 minutes should be a banger.
After banger? After banger?
No, just the first 15 minutes will be a banger. Then everyone's going to tune in to CB Radio Live and not. Anyway. Blaine Brents.
Blaine Brents.
Bones breaking. Backs cracking. Shoulders snapping. It's this week's injury roundup.
So I saw this happen live. I had no idea this had happened because he kept going. JD McDonagh apparently punctured a lung and injured his ribs.
Hashtag blame Brent.
He's out up to about 2 to 4 months.
Please feel better, JD. Please. And take care of yourself. Good Lord. Because I was trying to figure out, like, in the match where it happened. Because it's like, well, but where would he have taken a shot that he did that? And then I kept seeing the table clip and I was like, oh, yeah.
And everyone thought it was a concussion on the table. It was
something.
It was something.
So feel better, JD. Apollo Crews is out with a torn pec.
Hashtag blame Brent.
He suffered that on SmackDown a couple weeks ago against Johnny Gargano. So there's that. By the way, congrats to Josh Allen for finally winning something. He's the NFL MVP.
Wow. Wow.
He won something. Not the game that mattered, but he won something.
Does he get a fancy little ring that says MVP on it? Or
he has a trophy. He gets a trophy.
But can he wear it on his finger?
No, he has a...
It's all about the ring.
He doesn't have a ring yet.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, were they though?
I feel bad for Buffalo. They're always the bridesmaid. They're never the bride. Like, man, that's gonna suck. You lost to Kansas City 4 times going to the Super Bowl. That sucks.
I mean, the 90s happened too, and they just sort of always came up short there too, so... Go Bills.
Wee. Anyway, let's go to break. So when we come back, we are going to be talking all about WWE 2K25. We'll be breaking down what's new in the game, what's changing in the game, and how much all this is going to cost. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back. With a twisted smile and a wandering eye. Come close now, let me tell you a lie. Wild child, you got me running through the turnstile. Baby girl, we better make it worthwhile. You're gonna get my love today. Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw post show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Give me a hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin as they give their opinions on what they liked,
what?
What they didn't like,
what?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw Post Show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
Now at 10 p.m. Eastern.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line. Go Stone Cold Simpson.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Every Sunday night, the evolution continues with Wrestle Talk Radio, giving you all the latest happenings in sports entertainment. With the intern, the producer, the original Tim Stein, and sometimes, a K-Sheep. It's WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This just into the CB Radio News Desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wasn't this confirmed last year?
Yes.
Then how is this breaking news?
No one said it was breaking news. We here at the CB Radio News Desk are just confirming what has already been confirmed.
To confirm, you are just confirming that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed. We would like to remind you. Always trust the source that confirms that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Did you know that you can use support a creator code ROCKSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
You think you know me?
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Dwight Hendrickson from Haven, and you are listening to The Rack.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, we can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out in chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. And with that, we are going to be talking all about the newly announced and highly anticipated WWE 2K25, which is set to release March 14th. We got our cover boy last week on Raw and Roman Reigns, and they have announced the Bloodline Edition. And oh my goodness, is there some stuff going on in this?
They've announced a bunch of additions for this game. So we'll start with your basic, which comes out on March 14th with in physical and digital for the good old price $69.99. What you get if you pre-ordered the game, you get the Wyatt six pack, which includes the Persona cards for Uncle Howdy, Dexter Lumis, Nikki Cross, Joe Gacy, and Eric Rowan, along with them as well. The Island Cosmetics for Xbox and PS5 only, including the Uncle Howdy and Nikki Cross mask, and also a standard edition of 2K24. Because
why not?
Why not get the other game you've already probably had? So there's that. For the Deadman edition, you get the pre-order bonus edition. Along with the My Faction Persona cards for The Undertaker 90, Mattel Elite Collection under Greatest Hits Undertaker, a usable urn to throw at people, the Brother Love Manager.
Wait. Digital urn or real urn?
Digital, in-game urn.
Aw, damn it. I can chuck an urn at people in real life with the permission of 2K? Let's go!
You get the Brother Love Manager, as mentioned, the Island Cosmetics for including the Undertaker 95 mask. We'll talk about the island here in a minute. You also get the Season Pass, which includes 5 post-launch DLC character packs and the Supercharger, plus the Wyatt 6 pack and the Bloodline mask. The Wyatt family mask. Then for Mark, if you buy the Deadman edition, will get you 7-day early access. If you pre-order, if you buy that one, or if you buy the Bloodline edition, which Deadman was $99.99. This is $129.99, which includes the base game, the WWE 2K24 standard, and the Bloodline bonus packs, including the Mattel Elite Collection, Greatest Hits from Reigns, Mattel Series 114, Jey Uso, the Island Cosmetics for the Family Above All hoodie, the OTC shirt, Yeet tank top, and sunglasses, the WrestleMania 41 pack, which includes the WrestleMania 41 arena, which if it's like last year, it came like 6 weeks after WrestleMania, 8 weeks after WrestleMania, where you got the current WrestleMania arena, which is cool because your arenas are not outdated. for the entire length of the game, which is good. You also get the new my faction Persona card, a new playable superstar to be announced. WrestleMania main event 1 and number 2. So I assume the main events are whatever they wore at that current WrestleMania, who was in the main event. That's what my assumption is.
Wow, regular content updates. Who knew?
I know, it's crazy. We'll talk about that in a second. You get the My Faction Persona card, The Rock, Nation of Domination. Won't be available for individual purchase. You get the Ringside Pass, which is DLC, the Super Mega Boost, 100k VC. You get the Deadman stuff and more. That's $129.99. So the comment you made about updates, so last weekend at Royal Rumble, they gave people a chance to see the game, and they kind of been putting out the content around it, and we're going to talk about the features here in a second. What's noticeable is they have the updated arena graphics already.
Wow.
For a game that's coming out in a month, they have the Netflix graphics, the ring color mats set, they have the new SmackDown graphics. I assume they have the new NXT graphics too. So the game being fully like as close to being updated as possible, it's pretty good. It's like they're on top. It won't feel outdated come next month. Now, the big thing is the features. The island. For the first time in history, what?
I'm going to keep my mouth closed, Chad. I'm just going to keep my mouth closed.
You're not fighting
anyway,
for
the island.
You're not fighting forever.
I'm not fighting forever and waiting forever for content updates either. Anyway, the island.
For the first time in franchise history, step outside the ropes and onto the island for PS5 and Xbox Series X. In this immersive WWE-themed world, complete quests and take on challenges, complete in-live events, and upgrade and customize your My Superstar through multiple storyline chapters, fight to join the original Tribal Chief, Roman Reigns, at the head of the table. The Bloodline, so that's going to be a whole mode on its own, and it's only on the new platform, so that's kind of cool. The Bloodline Dynasty, the all-new showcase hosted by the wise man Paul Heyman, celebrates one of the most iconic wrestling family dynasties, the Bloodline, featuring Roman Reigns, The Rock, Yokozuna, Jacob Fatu, and more. Relive historical showdowns or flip the script and change the outcome of select matchups, plus experience dream matches between members of Bloodline and WWE superstars and legends.
That's really cool. I like that.
So I've heard 3-minute warning is in the game.
As they should be.
Umaga's in the game.
As he should be.
Alpha and Sika and Captain Lou Albano are in a game.
As they should be.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. Expanded gameplay. Intergener Wrestling makes its long-awaited debut in the WWE 2K franchise. Pit WWE and player-created superstars from men's and women's division against each other to set up countless matchups across multiple modes, including the Royal Rumble. Additional features include the return of Chain Wrestling, Underground, so they've brought the NXT Underground ring setup with no ropes into it, which is cool. And Bloodline rule matches types and barricade diving. You can walk across a barricade and do dives now, which is cool.
Intergender wrestling is back in WWE video games. Let's go.
Yeah, that's really good. Finally. My GM goes worldwide. Take your show on the road and challenge friends worldwide and enhance My GM for WWE 2K25 with online multiplier for up to 4 players. Draft WWE superstars and legends to your weekly show roster and lead your brand multiple week seasons with a bigger selection of general managers, cross-brand PLEs, and more.
So wait, does this mean that the Friday night GM show will be coming back?
Possibly.
Brent? You're within the sound of my voice.
That's on Brent. That's on Brent. If he has the capability of getting his stuff together. So I'm going to list you off a few of the names, the new general managers.
Okay.
Ava Rain.
Okay.
Nick Aldis.
Okay.
Sensational Sherry. Miss Elizabeth.
Okay.
Mr. Fuji.
Nice.
Armando Alejandro Estrada.
No. Didn't.
He's in the game. Well, I mean,
nice.
Umaga's there. And remember, we mentioned a few months ago he got a Legends deal. So
this is true. Get that bag, sir. Get that bag.
So he's available to be used as a general manager. The Heartbreak Kid.
Okay.
And apparently, for whatever reason, CM Punk.
Gee, I wonder if they could be teasing something there. I have no idea.
I don't know. But yeah, so he's in that as well. Your Universe, Your Way, updates to the Universe mode. A more Unified My Rise. Take control of your custom superstar with the women's or men's division in a singular multi-gender My Rise storyline where Bayley, Kevin Owens, and other superstars infiltrate NXT and attempt to take control of the WWE universe, featuring new brawl environments, unlockable arenas, characters, and more, plus new ally storylines involving Jey Uso, Bianca Belair, Seth freaking Rollins, and other WWE superstars.
Hey, so let's go.
So they mentioned new environments, and I showed you a picture of one of the new environments.
Yes.
So one is the NXT parking lot, and the other is what?
The WWE archive. You can go fight in the archive, y'all.
Yep. So, and you could jump on the SmackDown fist. A lot of things are breakable. So that's pretty cool. A roster for the ages. WWE 2K25 brings you unparalleled lineup of current superstars from SmackDown, Raw, NXT Plus Legends, and WWE Hall of Famers. The stacked roster of over 300. That's a 3 in front of that. 300.
That's a lot of people.
Playable character spans multiple generations. Feature Seth Rollins, The Undertaker, The American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, CM Punk, Jade Cargill, Rhea Ripley, and more. Travel up the car while you travel the world. WWE 2K25 gives you access to many popular rings from your favorite WWE events. And this is all available starting March 14th for everybody. If you pre-order one of the bigger editions, you get 7-day early access March 7th. There's a lot in this game. They've done it from what we've seen, just the videos they've put out. They've added a lot of interesting elements in terms of like fighting, like because they really, I think there's a new submission system. We'll learn more about that as we go. But they're focused on like more weapons because you can slam people on the prime bottle. There's the urn, and they focus on like walking the barricade and stuff like that, and breakable glass and stuff like that. Them giving us intergender is cool. So when you have 300 people now, you can mix and match a Royal Rumble with 30 men. 15 men, 15 women, or however you want to split it. But you can do stuff like that.
I'm pretty down for that.
It seems like by the looks of it, graphically, it looks pretty much the same, but like there are minor like tweaks and stuff to like clean up the game and stuff like that. It looks like the focus has been about just improving things and adding on to what we've had already, which is what you want. Like them bringing back the chain wrestling. Not a lot of people are like, oh, that's something I was looking for. Like, I was missing, but it's like, okay, you're adding another aspect to that. Them making GM mode something where you don't need to do the way me and Brent were doing it. Or doing it via, like, Steam, where, like, if you have the game on PC, you do the share play thing. You're now able to play people online, and that will help grow that mode into something. It takes what the core of that mode was, and now you can, because it's harder, it's easier to get people to play games online with each other than, hey, you and your buddy are at your place playing GM mode together. We tried to make that like how it felt with me, what me and Brent were doing it, but it, you know, it's not the easiest. Now with an online mode, it makes it easier to accomplish. Yeah. I like where they're headed. They've tweaked some stuff where they've given you the chance to like free camera some stuff, like a third person camera view that you can control at any time. Like on your entrance, you can change it, or while you're fighting, you can change like your perspective of the camera, which is cool. They're working on improving things, which is what you want. I'm excited to see where they're going with it.
That's good. I mean, I think we always knew, especially when this version of the game came out a couple years ago, then everybody was kind of like panning on it, that it was like, well, but it's going to expand, it's going to grow. They're rebuilding it, and they're building it from the ground up to put out like a really solid product, because the previous incarnation of the game wasn't necessarily bad. It was just bloated, and it had a lot of mechanics that didn't necessarily function as they should. With this, you can tell that they are taking their time to some extent. They are testing things. They are making sure that things are going to work, and they're introducing new features and new things slowly. And I think the one thing that I really like is the response to the online. That, you know, like for what you and Brett were doing with the My GM stuff, and that wasn't necessarily an on my mode, but as you say, you figured it out. And now you can play it online. I feel like they saw people doing that, and they were like, well, hey, why don't we expand that onto an online mode? And why don't we make it easier for people to do that and play that game, especially for people if they want to stream the game or they want to do whatever they want to do with it. It's just easier for them to get the game out there for people to play.
That was always the goal, to do that. But they've admittedly struggled with their online mode, and it's always been a problem, and it's probably still is an issue. And hopefully as time goes, they kind of figure out where kind of online modes work, because a lot of games, multiplayer games these days, work seamlessly with online modes in battle, like Fortnite, Call of Duty, Marvel Rivals, all those battle royales seemingly have it figured out. 2K has always struggled with that for the wrestling, so hopefully they figure it out. But I'm looking forward to see how it turns out in a month. God, it's a month away.
It's a month away.
It is really a month away. Okay, cool. We'll just gonna mark that on the calendar. It's a month
away. March is gonna be busy.
Well, not as busy as normal, so that's good. Because WrestleMania is in the middle of April, so it's time
Isn't
to breathe.
Is it Easter weekend?
It probably is Easter weekend, yeah.
Because that won't fuck anything up.
No.
Not at all.
No. Of Easter 2020. Yep. WrestleMania Sunday is on Easter Sunday.
Hey, I think I remember us talking about that. We were like, I don't know. Okay. Alrighty.
Anyway.
It's fine. All the big... It just impacts dinner. It's fine.
It's fine. But I think we're done.
I think we are done. So you got stuff to plug, so plug away.
Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, it's the Super Bowl preview on CB Radio Live, which means Sunday night there is no Russell Talk Radio because Super Bowl. Monday, Raw Post Show. Whenever Raw ends, we're live. Seems like 10:30 p.m. Eastern now. So we'll be live once Monday night Raw ends. We'll be back next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of Rack. It's Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms, wherever you get your podcast, search Rack. The radio show. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your discounts called Prime Gaming. Support channel by clicking the purple rectangle button below the screen. You can use credit code Rock and Sock or
Men's M Word
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store when you buy your football skins, your eagle emote, the old flapping bird emote, your Goku's, your other animes that are coming. Your kicks of your Nikes and apparently Adidas and more. Because we are.
Hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lins Ward, LNSWD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lins Ward. You can follow me over on YouTube, youtube.com/AssembleLinsWard. And you can follow me on TikTok, LinsWard0. And while you're liking and subscribing and doing all the things, you can head over to Matt's channel, that's MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Like, subscribe, and tell Matt he said hi and his content is awesome because we love Matt over here. So, for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye. Fly high, or will I fall? Legends made when faith is strong. No time to play. I'm conquering. While I'm alive, I'll push through the pain. I'll run for the prize. Some people want to turn. WildTalkRadio.com